This is Dr. Sivaraj Chakravarthy, a referral patient, Douglas Hines. Date of birth is 8/12/1970. Indicated history of C. diff colitis, recently cold card positive. Suggestion of microscan of cell is Dr. Sarkar, patient, S-I-R-K-R, Dr. Sarkar, patient, monitoring patient, blood pressure, personal sarcari, temporary patient colonoscopy with hot smear polypectomy, colonoscopy with hot forceps polypectomy, colonoscopy with cold biopsy. Instrumental lumbosity colonoscopy procedure. In fact, the sign of patient, play leverage is where I tell my testimony, and he calls my fracture, I call it colon basis, skin of fissure. Coming out, I saw a polyp noted at proximal ascending colon, flat polyp, which was removed the heart force process, no post-polyp bleeding. There was a polyp in the mid-ascending colon, which was semi-epidental polyp, removed the heart snake successfully with piecemeal, with the heart snare successfully, no post-polyp bleeding. I put a metallic clip to close the polypectomy site as a prophylactic against the future bleeding. Good, with a good adequate hemostasis, no bleeding happening. Coming down, all the way down, I saw the rectus sigmoid area appear to be mild to moderately inflamed with a diverticulosis nearby. So I saw diverticulosis and left-sided and associated with that. I saw a segmental colitis in the rectus sigmoid area. The question is it like a SCAD, segmental colitis associated with diverticulosis? I did the biopsy of this area to see if it has a microscopically has evidence of any colitis. There was a polyp, 3 millimeter polyp noted in the rectus sigmoid area, which is inflammatory in nature. Removed the heart force apart, sudden post-polyp rectal bleeding. Rectum appeared to be unremarkable. Retro pressure, then internal hemorrhage, bleeding, sexual pressure, there's no complication. Finally, number one, colonoscopy of secret. Number two, suboptimal prep. Number three, proximal ascending colon flat polyp removed by the heart force apart successfully. Number two, mid-ascending colon semi-pedicular polyp. Remove with the heart snippers successfully into two pieces, remove separately and send same jar. And no bleeding happening post polypectomy. Because of the polypectomy site, post polypectomy changes, I put a metal clip for adequate hemostasis for prophylactic and the future bleeding. It's not bleeding at this time, with good hemostasis noted. Coming out, I saw left side diverticulosis, and also in that area where the rectus sigmoid area appeared to be inflamed. I did multiple biopsies, moderately inflamed, I did multiple biopsies to see the patient may have a microscopic evidence of colitis, or could this be like segmental colitis associated, CAD, SCAD, segmental colitis associated with diverticulosis. And a patient has a rectus sigmoid polyp 3 millimeter removed the heart force support successfully, and patient hemorrhoids. Rectum appear unremarkable, rest of the colon unremarkable, no ascending colitis, rest of the colon. Patient suboptimal prep. Recommendation, I wait for the polyp pathologies. If polyp comes out to be benign, since the business was suboptimal prep, I'll bring the patient back in 1 year with adequate prep. And I wait for the biopsy of the rectus sigmoid area. Patient appeared to be having inflammatory process under the microscope, the mesalamine, 18 milligram, 3 tablets could be given for a couple of months. Advice, please take hyperactive, drink a small water, stool softening, and then consider the 5 supplements, follow preparation, ether, and scope, and have a flare-up, follow 1-2 weeks, and nutrition, please send the call patient primary care provider, Dr. Jose Lopez, and copy Dr. Padam Sari, the episode April 21st, April 28th, 123rd, April 28th, 123rd, patient option.